Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Without further ado, Vinny, let's bring in our guest today, the aforementioned former head coach of the Detroit Lions, among other things, Marty Morningweg. Marty, good morning.
Bob and Vinny, good to be with you.
Appreciate your time. And let me ask you this, Marty, if you don't mind. Vinny and I were actually talking about a couple weeks ago, referring to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, brilliant performance last year. We were thinking, I was anyway, he could throw 40 touchdowns and 4,000 yards and maybe even be a better quarterback when he was in 2018. Is that a possibility where the numbers might decrease, but the actual level of play is better than it was?
Well, I'll tell you this. The level of play will increase. In fact, I was just in the Chiefs camp when visited them for 3 or 4 days. And Patrick Mahomes is an impressive young man. He's even more impressive in practice than he is in a game. I mean, he makes some crazy great throws. He will do things just naturally and make it look easy that normal players, normal quarterbacks would not even think about doing, and he'll just make it look easy. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. There's no question that he'll just get better and better with experience.
Now, Marty, let's put the coaching hat on. It's day before the final preseason game. What are the coaches going through, you know, to figure out? What did you guys go through, like, to figure out, okay, who should we play, who shouldn't we play, kind of thing?
Yeah, a lot of time and thought goes into who you play, how much you play them, who's on the bubble, who do we have to allow an opportunity to make this team. You know, there's 4 or 5 players that are sort of on the bubble that have an opportunity to make the team. Much of it will be special teams. Some of it will be at the man's position. And did he make any strides? You know, how can this man help us? It might be very specific. Might be, well, he can help us in short yardage, or he can help us on third and long as a cover man. By the way, I think they've got a lot of cover guys there in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But it could be very specific. A man could go in and make a couple of turnovers and make the team because of that. So, yeah, there's a lot of thought and time and energy that goes into that. There are also, who are we not playing? First of all, because they don't need to. Second of all, because of injury possibilities.
Now, Marty, what goes into, or wherever you've been, it doesn't matter whether it was Baltimore, San Fran, Detroit, whatever, 2 quarterbacks or 3 quarterbacks?
Yeah. I typically am a 2-quarterback person unless you have the rule where you can develop a guy. I like that rule, so you've got that 3rd quarterback there. Now, Baltimore is in that situation. The man from Penn State,
Trace McSorley.
He's a good, I thought, undersized, but a pretty good quarterback, and they can utilize him other ways. Well, if he's the 3rd man, you have to have 3 up, and that takes a roster spot from you, you know, game time. So I'm sure that they have all of that, exactly how they want to do that, figured out. So I would suspect they would keep 3 because of that.
Now, Marty, let me ask you, speaking of that, because, like, when it first started, and I went to practice every day, and I saw the Jacksonville and all that, you know, the joint practices. Now, with Trace McSorley, I figured even the Philadelphia practices, he was not good in the Philadelphia practices, but then he played outstanding in a Philadelphia game. Prior to that game, to me, I'm putting him on the practice squad because nobody's claiming an undersized quarterback that's thrown a bunch of interceptions. And, you know, I think he played his way on in that Philadelphia game where you're saying in meetings the next day, damn, I don't think we can get him through now, you know. And then, Marty, tomorrow night, could he play his way off the team if he stunk up the joint?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, you lay a big egg right in the middle of the 50-yard line, but I don't see that happening. You know, I mean, this is a man that they want to do well. They want him to help the football team in a couple of different ways, you know, in several different ways possibly. So I would think that they're going to do everything they can. And you can do this. You can put a man in certain positions, you know, play to his strengths to help him. You can also do it the other way. You can test a man and put him in, you know, those very difficult situations and test him just a little bit. So that goes back to what we talked about. How are we going to play him? What situations are we going to play him in? What plays are we going to call? You know, are we going to call plays to his strengths? Or are we going to call some plays to test him just a little bit? So all of that goes into it. I'm sure that they already have a plan. But like you said, yeah, he could play himself off. All the players could.
Hey, Marty, talk about the coach's preparation, like week one's Miami, week two's Arizona, week three's the Chiefs. Talk about the preparation already done for which games and which teams and when the coaches start preparing for Miami now. Like, because I've said that they're not worried about tomorrow night's game at all. They're prepping for Miami. So kind of talk about, from a coach's perspective, when you start getting ready.
Yeah, they've already started getting ready. I know Baltimore very well. As you know, the first two games is game planned, ready to go. Certainly they can make some adjustments depending on themselves, you know, and their own personnel and who actually makes the team. And then on their opponents, you know, they're keeping a very, very close eye on their opponents, especially the first two. But they've already practiced and walked through against those first two teams, and a lot of time and energy put into that. With the ability to make some adjustments coming out of camp, certainly for those first two games. The third team, they have likely touched on it, studied it, a simulated game plan. So, yeah, that first, a little bit less than a quarter of the season, they put a lot of time and effort into the game plan, walkthrough, even practiced against much of that scheme. Absolutely. Now, and I think most teams do it that way nowadays. Right.
Now, Marty, when you're preparing, like say you were still at the Ravens, you've got the Dolphins, new coaching staff, Arizona, new coaching staff. How do you prepare for teams with new coaching staffs?
Yeah, so as you know, Vinny, by the way, Vinny, one of the greatest personnel guys in the NFL, and you're on radio. Why is that? Come on.
I'm a taxi driver. That's why. I've got hockey yeah. And football.
Hey, you're running and gunning with the kids. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, so new staffs, always a little bit more of a challenge. And it's what you do, as you know, you go back through the coordinator's background. The head coach comes into play, whether he's an offensive guy or defensive guy or both.
Well, let's say like Miami with Flores from New England. Let's just use that for example.
Correct. So you go back through and you have to have some help. Is this defensive scheme the head coach's scheme? Is the defensive coordinator running his own scheme? Is it a blend? The preseason games, you get a little bit of a flavor there. So, yes, it's more of a challenge with a new staff, absolutely.
Marty Morningweg, former Ravens offensive coordinator, former head coach, Detroit Lions. He's still very much involved in football. Marty, we appreciate your time, and we certainly look forward to talking to you throughout the season, which begins, what, a week from tomorrow? Believe it or not.
Yeah, hey. Go get them, Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, Marty, and just let everybody know kind of your intentions for the future. You know, what you're looking to continue to do.
Well, I'll tell you, Vinny, it was a pretty good exit from Baltimore, you know, with, you know, we make a run 6-1 down the stretch with a rookie quarterback, win the division, go into the playoff. I mean, pretty good way to exit. Is what I did was I got a couple surgeries done that I needed to get done. They were minor, but I needed to get done after the season. Rehabbed, recouped. I did flirt with a couple of things. Well, one thing that is good for these players that are that don't make the team, you know, because this has been a dream of theirs since they were 5, 8, 12, 15 years old is playing the NFL, that XFL thing. So they might be able to play there and earn their way back to the NFL. But back to my story, my wife the other day said, "Hey, you know people think you're retired." I said, "They do?" She goes, "Absolutely, they think you're retired. Hey, look, I'm 57. I'm going to go back at it again, Vinny." And you know, in the NFL, you can't. It's very difficult to look at some college things. So I'll look at that. Probably won't do anything there, and then get back at it next year. That's my plan anyway, and it can change, you know.
Well, we'll keep promoting it on the radio.
Well, we're going to take advantage of you
sitting
this one out, Marty, if you don't mind.
Hey, that'd be awesome. It'll keep me in it. One thing I've been able to do is step back, and I'm really looking at personnel throughout the league and getting, because if you're with a team, you're so focused on yourself, you know, and your own personnel group and trying to score some points against the next opponent that you don't watch very many games except your next opponents that are coming up. So I'm able to do that, and it's freed me up just a little bit to look at the big picture. So appreciate you guys asking. Hey, go get him. Vinny, I miss those days in San Francisco, man.
Yep.
Rolling. You had it rolling there. So I look forward to speaking with you guys throughout the season.
Marty, all right, thanks, Marty.
Enjoy week one, Marty.
Yeah, you all too.
All right, Marty Morningweg joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.